Owen, you're looking very comfortable in the chair there. How does it feel?
Completely out of order, Stephen.
I do have a serious question, actually. I couldn't see in the annual report how old Barry is. How old's Barry?
I'm about to become a year older in a few weeks. I am mid-60s.
Now, the argument was put that Owen's getting on and he's only late 50s. So it's actually quite a serious question here. Is it Barry's intention to serve a full term? The John Howard question, are you going around the block once too often here? You're very experienced. And the old John Howard line about you'll stay as long as it's in the best interest of the party and as long as your party wants you. I think that if the party was asked, they would say, successor chairman of the combined would be the man who's currently in the chair, Owen Hegarty, the founder of the company. So my question to Barry is, does he think that's a crazy idea in the longer term? And is it his intention to serve a full term as the chairman of the combined business? Thanks.
First of all, you couldn't ask that question in most jurisdictions in the world. It's not allowed to ask people about their age. Second, it's not how long you've lived, it's how long you've got left that counts. And the third thing is, have I got the will, the passion, the ability to serve this company in the role that I consider an enormous responsibility and an enormous privilege? My answer to that is yes. I feel Owen's passion. We may demonstrate our passions in different ways, as my wife often told me, for God's sake, can you tell me once you love me? So the answer to that is yes. Now you ask, will I serve? This is an Oxiana meeting, and as such, I will tell you that it is my intention to serve. I am standing for re-election. Will I serve as long as people want me? Yes, that's the nature of boards. If people don't want me as chairman, I only have to vote them down. It's as simple as that. And so, yes, in terms of will I serve as long as they want me? Yes.